Why is the slot such a good place for him?
Well, I think he's got a unique skill set. I mean, not too many slot receivers have the skill set that Nelson has in there. First of all, from a speed and quickness standpoint, and then so he's a matchup, I think, problem for a lot of people when they put their third corner in the game in there on him. That's hard for him, but he does a lot of things. He can certainly play outside as well. I mean, he just has a unique skill set.
What do you do with somebody like Shelton Gibson, who's been on the 53 all year, but he's never active for a game? How do you keep him focused?
Oh, he's very focused about improving his game each and every week and each and every day. And he's a pleasure to work with. He works his tail off, take notes, and he's into the game plan and does everything that we're asking him to do.
What does he need to do to get on the field?
Oh, that'd be a question for Doug.
Okay. What have you worked with him on most during the season?
Well, we've had to develop him in a lot of different areas, just because he comes from a system which only asks him to run three or four routes primarily. So just his comfort level and learning NFL route tree and coverage recognition and getting in a huddle and hearing a play call and going out to a new spot all the time instead of always being on the left. And it's just a process that he's had to go through, and he's done a great job with the transition.
Coach Peterson mentioned after Holland's touchdown that game, he mentioned how you had Torrey type out and Holland's go in, and he commended you for how you rotate the guys in. How big of a role does cross-training and knowing all those positions play and allowing those guys to have that rotation?
Well, if you're not a starter, you better know how to play more than one position. And, that was one of the things that was really attractive about Mac. And all our work that we did on prior to the draft, knowing how intelligent he was and the fact that, he wouldn't necessarily have to take every rep and practice at all the spots but still know what to do. And, that kind of versatility is invaluable on a roster when you only have five guys up, during the course of the game. That, in addition to the fact that he's also a major special teams contributor. His size, long speed, length, toughness, intelligence, all those qualities are things that we're looking for. He's just done a great job.
Do you wish Torrey was able to get more production?
Well, I think the production will come. I do. I mean, he had some opportunities early in the season, and it wasn't always his fault. I mean, sometimes we just didn't hit him. And, if he'd have had a couple more of those plays, probably not asking that question. But, he's been in this game a long time, and he knows that the ball will find you. And, he's just continuing like he always has. He's working, and we know that day will come.
Not Sunday because Zach was out, but in previous games it seemed when you guys went to 13 and had three tight ends on the field, Marcus was the receiver in that package. What have you seen from him that makes you guys comfortable putting him in that role?
Well, his size and speed and hands. Other than those three things.
Is his blocking?
Yeah, he does a great job in the run game. And, we want to create a role for him and so that he knows when he's going to get in the game. And it's a way to take a little bit off of some of the other guys who are playing a few more plays and so that everybody's fresh when we need them.
And getting back to Alshon, Carson said last week that plays that are characterized as 50-50 balls are not 50-50 when it goes to Alshon. From your perspective, what's the percentage that he would have the advantage of catching that type of ball?
Well, we like our matchup there for sure. I always kind of say it's 51%. I mean, we ought to win more than we lose out there. Whatever that number is, I don't know. But we do like that matchup, and we know that, with his ball skills and catch radius and, body control to be able to go up in high point of football, that, we like our odds there if it is that kind of a situation to be able to give him one of those balls where he can go up and take it away from somebody.
And then Alshon said he looks at it as either a completion or incomplete. He doesn't think that ball's intercepted. Is that based on his physicality in terms of high pointing the ball?
Yeah, I mean, you look how long his arms are and, his ability to go and elevate and take a ball out. I would just say take it off the rim. He's one of those guys that can go up and get it off the rim and stick it back, and he's got the body control to do it. And so, that's hard to simulate in practice. You can't really get that because you're worried about guys getting tangled up and going down, that kind of thing. I mean, that's that's an accumulation of game reps, sure, and seeing those kinds of things. So as a season progresses, you know, those things usually tend to improve, you know, once the games come.
How's this year gone for you in terms of, you're the only one here who's coming from the outside who wasn't on the staff before? What's your perspective been of this staff, of this team as a newcomer?
Well, it's obviously being here at 8-1, you know, at the break is a situation that I've never found myself in the NFL. So it's exciting from that standpoint, and, you know, I'm just happy to be a contributing member of the staff, and, you know, I love the staff that coaches assembled here and the way that everybody collaborates and works with one another.